Hello, and welcome to This is Purdue, the official podcast for Purdue University. Our conversations and stories feature Boilermaker students, faculty, and alumni taking small steps toward their giant leaps and inspiring others to do the same. Purdue University students continue to put their design expertise to groundbreaking use. In this installment of This is Purdue, we talk with Professor John Sullivan from Aeronautics and Astronautics, along with some talented engineering students who recount their travels to the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. While there, they set out to break a speed record using a cutting-edge vehicle they designed and built as a team.
Bonneville's an interesting place. I'll never forget the first day that we drove out there. It's almost eerie. It's unlike anything that I've ever seen. It's just, you can see for miles and miles and miles. You know, there's bikes from every different generation. I mean, there's everything from old, like 1940s, 1950s, all the way up to state-of-the-art crotch rockets and electrics now.
It's that atmosphere of being out in salt flats in Bonneville and just racing as fast as you can all day, every day for a week straight. It's an entirely different experience than you can get anywhere else.
I've been going out to the Bonneville Salt Flats for over 25 years. Over the last years, I got very interested in the electric motorcycles. There was a few out there, and I talked to everybody about them. And then the Purdue started the electric go-karts. So the combination of having worked at Bonneville, particularly on the aerodynamics, and then the students that were working hard to learn how to make go-karts go fast, I said, well, maybe we can all get together and do some work with electric motorcycles. It fits into what we call our design, build, test class. And the objective is to have students not only do the paper study, but they've got to design it and build it and test it. A number of students in aeronautical engineering work in the aerodynamics part of it.
A lot of the students are working on designing the aerodynamic package to make us go faster. Because wind resistance is huge, especially when you're setting speed records. That's the only thing holding you back is wind.
And students from EE and ME to work on the electronics and mechanical parts.
The main goal of this bike was to design a small but fast bike, so cram as much power basically into the small frame as we could.
Students kept working and redesigning things, and after spending a semester doing that, we got into the building of it.
So we built the bike in this little tiny room back here. We're kind of used to building projects on a budget and in small cramped spaces, and this was no different than the rest.
We've got the mechanical parts, the electrical parts, the aerodynamic parts. They've all got to go together, fit together, and work together. And we also wanted to be fast. And so you've got to do all that and be sure you put enough energy into the electrical system to do that.
We chose a very small but powerful lightweight battery pack.
So we're actually using a bunch of hobbyist RC batteries to get the power we needed in such a small package.
We do at Purdue a lot of theoretical courses, and we should and we must, but giving students an opportunity where they not only have to do the theory, but they're going to build it and they're going to be tested on it. It has to work.
It's building something and then seeing that idea or that dream come to fruition.
Most of the time when you're in school here, it's all calculations on paper, homework, but it gives the kids an actual opportunity to get their hands dirty, build something, and then when we go out to Bonneville and try and set a record, that's the proof in the pudding. Did you meet the optimal design? Were you good enough to beat what's existing?
We went out to Bonneville. We had 10 passes on assault, and 8 of them were for records. One of the records was previously 68 miles an hour. We took it to 113.
Well, I think we were elated in the first year to not only go that fast, but to notch the record up so much further.
We did just extremely well. In fact, one of the students said, it's amazing. He said, everything worked and nothing broke. And you don't go to these kind of events and have that happen.
What Purdue offers to projects like this is the environment, the right set of tools, the right set of people to help you along the way.
It was the environment that Grant and I were sort of brought up in, so to speak, within our engineering lives, and they were really an opportunity provider.
We're fortunate to have so many bright students around, and they get excited about this, as I do, and put a tremendous effort into it. They're setting world records. And the students have to go out and set world records. They say, oh yeah, we did a good design. We know we did a good design because we set world records.
Through more than 1,000 student organizations covering diverse interests, Purdue University provides countless ways for students to find their fit on campus. Established in 1982, the Purdue Cycling Club attracts both undergraduate and graduate students who have a passion for cycling. From group rides to racing opportunities, riders at all skill levels enjoy activities connecting them with other cyclists on campus.
The club started out back in 1982. We started off as the Purdue Bicycle Racing Club, and we've kind of evolved into a club that tried to become more inclusive. So we've gone from just being a racing club to getting people of all different ability levels involved with cycling. Today we're having our road race. This is the fifth time we've hosted this road race, this one in particular. We do one every year.
Today we have two races. In the morning we had what's called a team time trial. We send off teams of four individuals, all on the same team, and it's just racing against the clock. The road race, there ends up being six separate races, two women's races and four men's races, and they're divided by skill level. Our course is a short 4 mile loop with a real steep hill in it, so it keeps things interesting, and the finish is right on top of the hill, so that makes for some really fun finishes. I mean, the biggest thing I've got out of this is, you know, a lot of friendships, a lot of friends. We've seen friendships from the club last for plenty of years after people graduate. In fact, we have two guys here today who graduated from the club back in 1989, and we've come back to help with the course.
We started that first conference in 1989. And I think we started with 16 schools. Some of them were Big Ten schools. I mean, we brought people in that had never ridden in a pace line together, taught them etiquette, taught them how to ride as a group, and got people into training, and it just exploded. We just were benefactors from an environment that was ripe for
cycling. It's just
a
really constructive outlet, you know, formed a lot of good friendships that are still exist here today, you know, after 22 years after graduation, you know, brings us back to campus to cheer the team on. So I just treasure the memories of the time I spent in the club. I mean, the second most valuable thing to me behind getting the degree, you know, from such a prestigious university.
We do daily rides every day of the week. We just come out, and they're kind of different skill levels through the week, but anybody can come as long as you got a helmet and a bike and, you know, will to ride. We're always happy to have new people come on the rides.
The thing that I like about the cycling club is that I feel like it's kind of like my second family. It's just really laid back, and it's kind of where I found a lot of my friends.
The cycling club is a lot of fun. I get a lot out of it. It lets me spend my free time in a way I enjoy. Well, not only do we ride together, but we also spend a lot of time off the bikes together.
It's just kind of a way to not do school things. I mean, it's just how I have fun and how I kind of kick back and relax.
And it's great. I live at the bike house with a few other members, and I mean, cycling is a very lonely sport. It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and whenever you have any kind of support, companionship, just having some guys to go out and ride and put the miles. I race in the A category, so some of our races can be as long as 80 miles, so you need to train for at least about 50% more. So our longest rides are 120, 130 miles, and if you have friends, you have support, it's a lot better. I mean, you have a great atmosphere, as you can see. We eat together, we ride together.
Purdue Cycling Club members enjoy the camaraderie they build while becoming the best possible riders. All they need is a bike, a helmet, and a desire to have fun while making new friends. Thanks for listening to This is Purdue. For more information on this episode, visit our website at purdue.edu/podcast. There, you can route to your favorite podcast app to subscribe and leave a review. As always, Boiler Up.